We're going to begin our service by focusing on the person we come to bow before this morning, Jesus Christ, who is the image of God. He's the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Jesus and by Jesus. And he is the head of the body of us, the church. He's the firstborn among all creation. So we worship him this morning. And that's what we're going to do. I'd like to ask you a question this morning, which you can discuss with those around you. Feel free. The question is, what item of clothing do you most like to wear? What item of clothing do you most like to wear? And how does it make you feel when you wear this item of clothing? Why do you like to wear it? What item of clothing do you most like to wear? Please discuss among yourselves your item of clothing, and then you can let me know. Something happens. Anyway, excellent. So we have our items of clothing that make us feel comfortable or warm or happy, things that we enjoy wearing. Well, other people wear clothing for different reasons. And we've got a quiz now where an item of clothing will appear on the screen and you have to tell me which job that person would have if they wore that item of clothing. Simple. Had in mind to bring some really good prizes and then I forgot. Anyway, so, one day I will bring prizes. You'll be surprised. There we have the first picture. Yes. A policeman, yes. There's the helmet there. Okay, very good. That was a simple one, just to get us started. If you wear a bomb disposal suit, does it make you a bomb disposal expert? Do the clothes we wear make us who we are? In the Bible, it tells us that we should wear specific types of clothing. Did you know that? In the Bible, it tells us we should wear certain clothes. Because, you see, the thing is, you don't just put on any old clothes, do you? And we used to have clothes that we liked when we were younger. I'll just do my trousers. Fit us. And you see, the thing is, we've got to the point in our purpose-driven life, but when it talks about being focused on Christ, becoming like Jesus, and often we think becoming like Jesus is about trying not to do things wrong. People say, if we don't do that and we don't do that and we don't do that, we're living a good life. But actually, becoming like Jesus is not about not trying to do anything wrong. It's more about realizing that the wrong things we do don't fit anymore. It's like an old pair of clothes that you used to wear, that you used to enjoy wearing, that you used to love wearing, but when you start to follow Jesus Christ, they don't fit anymore. All those old things you used to do and enjoy, because when we start following Jesus, he gives us a new pair of clothes. A new pair of clothes that fit perfectly. So we have to get rid of the old pair of clothes and put on the new clothes. And the new clothes that Jesus gives us when we start to follow him are listed in the Bible. They're called things like compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience and forgiveness and love. These are the clothes we're given to wear when we follow Jesus. Jesus doesn't say, just try not to do things wrong. He says, look, when you follow me, take off your old clothes, your selfishness, and your anger, and your bitterness. Those clothes that, they might have looked good once, but they don't fit anymore. And put on your new clothes, your love, and your compassion, and your goodness. Because these are the clothes that fit, and these are the clothes that that I want you to wear. That's what we're asked to do when we follow Jesus, to put on the clothes that he has given us. It's hard to do because often we take off an item, we put on an old bit because we think, I like that. But Jesus has given us a new set of clothes. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with his label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free, mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offence. Forgive as quickly and as completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you do, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Lord, we thank you that you have given us new clothes to wear when we choose to follow you, and that they're clothes that fit us perfectly. Help us, Lord, not to cling on to our old garments, not to want to throw on that old jacket that doesn't fit, that pair of shoes which is worn through, but to dress in the clothes that you've given us, to make the choice every day to be compassionate and loving and kind. We pray you'd give us the strength to do this by the power of your Holy Spirit. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.